I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. On this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, you'll meet Rita and Gary. They're married, retired, and they travel all over the country volunteering at national parks.
My name is Rita Wessenberg. I'm a volunteer at the Ottawa National Wildlife Refuge.
Gary Wessenberg. We work in the visitor center and any maintenance jobs they might have, mow grass, trim.
Feed the birds.
Feed the birds, that's right, yes. So whatever they want, any odd job.
Rita and Gary have been volunteering for the Friends of Ottawa National Wildlife Refuge for the past 2 months. Now, they usually spend about 3 months at every park before they move on to a new one, so their time in Northwest Ohio is almost up. But their visit is really a return trip. They both grew up in Ohio. They actually met and married here before they moved to Florida for Gary's job.
I was a construction superintendent. We built shopping centers in Florida. She said if I went out of state, she was quitting her job and going with me, and that's what happened. So she was my job clerk for probably over 10 years, 15 years maybe.
I would be in the construction trailer answering the phones, telling everybody, you know, this, you know, what the information they would ask. I would try to answer it and got tired of sitting at the desk, and I would sweep and clean up around the job site. So I like getting out and doing things.
Both Gary and Rita like getting out and doing new things. So after they retired, they bought an RV. It was through that vehicle that they discovered a new world, not just in the landscapes, new cities and new towns, but in the experience they discovered volunteering.
Other campers had told us about this, how they got their volunteer job, and they told us they went online to volunteer.gov and you can get a job. And it's always a volunteer thing. We're not being paid. Every place we've been have given us a free campsite with all the services that we need to keep our motorhome running. So it's worked out great.
So Gary and Rita sold their house and stayed with their RV. They simply went online and started looking for places to volunteer, whether it would be at national forests, state parks, wildlife services, anywhere and everywhere. They've been all over the country.
We liked Montana because the scenery was beautiful. We got to see some of the most beautiful country. We saw lots of things. We saw lots of animals, grizzly bears, deer, black bears. I almost made a friend with a fox one day, and I thought, no, this is really stupid. You don't know what that fox, you know, if he wants to be friends. He seemed like he did, but that wasn't good.
We enjoyed Death Valley, too, a lot. When you're standing down there and you look up at the side of the mountain, way up above you, and it says sea level, it just amazes you that you can be standing at the lowest spot in the country. That's amazing.
We were in Colorado, and they have the Colorado National Monument, which is a beautiful, when you think of a monument, you think of a statue. This was a whole area that was nothing but these cliffs that had been worn away by water, and we drove 26 miles on that monument.
We were in Theodore Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota, and something making a snorting sound woke us up. We got up, looked outside, and we're completely surrounded by buffalo. Could not get out of the motorhome. There were two bicycles sitting out in front, and a cow and a calf. They walked right between that and the motorhome, never touched either one of them. And and then pretty soon they just disappear, and it's almost like they've got their own route they run. You'll see them about every 3 days. They wander around the park. But that was pretty exciting. Problem is, we've been so many places. She's got a walking stick that is completely covered with medallions of all the national parks and forests that we've been over the years. And it's really hard to pick a favorite, you know? I mean, it's just amazing.
So their adventures have been numerous, but again, the views and the animals are only one part of the deal. The other part is the volunteering. So what exactly do Gary and Rita do at these sites?
Well, we've been camp hosts at state parks, and that's,
you're cleaning restrooms.
No, I was thinking interacting with the public. I mean, things like ice cream socials and coffee and donuts and working in the camp stores. And and you know, clean out fire pits. And then we have been camp hosts where you've had to clean restrooms, and even that isn't too bad, you know. Especially in Montana, where you can see some of the most beautiful scenery in the whole country and for free.
Regardless of what they're doing, whether they're cleaning bathrooms or not, Gary and Rita believe that they are entering into a bright future of volunteering.
Probably as long as we're physically able, I would think. At this point, we have no plans to stop.
We like it. We can meet people and feel like we're doing something to help others.
We weren't sure the very first time. It was over here at Maumee Bay State Park. And but once we got into it, we really enjoyed it.
It gives you a sense of really helping, that you've accomplished something, and you did it because you weren't being paid. It makes you feel good.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Rita and Gary's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include
St. John's Lutheran Church, just inside of Toledo.
Oregon Historical Society.
The Oregon High School Band.
Clay High School Band.
Make sure to tune in next time to find out who I pick on The Rough Draft Diaries.